Perek Hey Mishnah Ches. Chaticha shel chelev, chaticha shel chelev noiser. So now we have two pieces of chelev, but one of them has an additional iser that it's also noiser. It's also had gone beyond its time to be burnt. So now we're potentially dealing with three isurim. One, two chelev, and one noiser. Achal as achas mehen, v'nidu ezim en achal. Now if he eats one of the pieces, he doesn't know which one he ate. Maybe chatas. So number one, he has to bring a chatas because he clearly ate chelev because they were both chelev. However, va'ashem tali also has to, in addition, bring an ashem tali because perhaps he also ate the piece that was nicer. And since a nicer is considered an iser that's more expansive than chelev, so therefore, you would have been chayev to bring a chatas had you known that you had eaten the nicer. So therefore, this is again classic case of ashem tali because he's not sure if he ate the piece of nicer. Now acha esheshniya. Now let's say he went ahead and ate the second one, maybe shalosh chatois. Now he has to bring three, two for the pieces of chelev, and one for the fact that he clearly ate nicer. So one person eats the first piece, then a second person eats the second piece. So then maybe chatos v'ashem tali. So the first one, he brings his chatos and his ashem tali. Chatos because he ate chelev, and ashem tali because perhaps he ate the nicer. Then maybe chatos v'ashem tali. And again, the second one, he also brings a chatos because clearly he ate chelev, and he also has to bring an ashem tali on the fact that perhaps he had eaten the piece of nicer. Reb Shimon says, ze chatos, yes, I agree. Each one brings his own karma chatos because they clearly both ate chelev. And together, they bring one chatos on the nicer, and again, they make a stipulation. If I was the one that ate the nicer, it's my carbon. If you were the one that ate the nicer, it is your carbon. Rabbi Yossi Emer, again, Rabbi Yossi to explain the Shita of the Tanakama, says, Kol chatos shibo al chet, ein shnayim mevi'in maisa. And here is the reason why Rabbi Yossi was of the opinion that two people can't bring a single carbon chatos, because any carbon that comes because of a chet, two people can't bring it. You can't make a stipulation or a joint carbon when it comes to a carbon that is in a kapara for a chet. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Hamevi Ashram Tali Venoida Loi Shalechata. Okay, so now we know an Ashram Tali is a case of a doubtful transgression, right? When he's not sure whether he had done the transgression or not. But let's say he brings his carbon, and now before, well, we'll see what the scenario is, but at the end of the day, he is made aware that he actually did not, he was actually not over the Yisr, right? So again, he eats one piece, and he didn't know which one it was, and then later on he learned that he ate the good piece. He didn't eat the piece of chelev, for example. So what do we do? Now, im ashalin yishchat, let's say the carbon was never shechted yet. So he made it hegdish. He said, this is my ashram tali. And before they can shecht it, he was made aware, no, you ate the piece of shuman, you did not eat the chelev, you're okay, you weren't over any surim. So what do you do with the animal? So yetze v'yir abeder. It goes out to chulin. You can let it go out and pasture. It becomes like a regular chulin animal. Dibri remeir. Because remeir holds, every ashram tali is designated based on a tanai. The tanai is, perhaps, and I did the isser, I just don't know. And if he's made aware that he actually did not do the isser, then lamafreya, retroactively, it's as if he was never magdish the actual animal, so therefore, according to Meir, it actually goes out to chulin completely. No, it actually retains its hegdish. There is no stipulation on the hegdish, so therefore, you have to let it pasture till it gets a mum, and once it gets a mum, you can sell it. And then the money would go into the treasury of the Beis Hamikdash to be used for korbanes for nedava. Rabbi Lez Aymer Yikrav. Oh, Rabbi Lez says you still go ahead and bring the carbon. Why? Shemena ba alchid ze harehu ba alchid acher. Yeah. Perhaps this particular isur you found out you weren't over, but perhaps you were over other isur, and we'll see later on that. Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that you can actually just bring an Ashram Tali sort of whenever you want, because look, perhaps you had been over some Isser and he just didn't even know about it. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer says you should go ahead and bring the carbon. Now, let's say you already shechted it. Now you found out you weren't over the Isser. Hadam yishafeh, you spill out the blood. And now the meat has to be burnt in the Beis HaSreifa, because now it's sort of not a kosher ashram tali anymore, because now you know you are not over the iser, so therefore the carbon becomes pasul. You spill the blood and you burn the meat. Nizrak adam. Now let's say you had already sprinkled the blood. At that point, your carbon's already in the books, so to speak, and it already became consecrated and fit for the mizbeach, and therefore you can now eat the meat, even though you found out later that you weren't over. Rashi says, no, once the blood's in the kli, it already becomes consecrated, or some say it's as if it was already sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, once it's in the kli, it becomes a valid carbon, and you can go ahead and eat the basar.